להלכה, אין הלכות כיבוד אב ואם, אין סימן רשמם, אין הלכה ב'. So Maran over here discusses very pertinent halakha that has a lot of details. We'll begin with the main rule today, and as we move on in the halakha, we'll see some applications. So the halakha clearly says you cannot call your father by his name. That goes without saying. If your father's name is Yaakov, when you're talking to him, you cannot say Yaakov. That's obvious, that's asur, that's not kavod. So we refer to our father, like we say Avi, or Dad, or Father, things like that. It has to be done in such a way. The question is over here, using your father's name when you're not referring to him. Which means, we have a few examples. Assuming that the father's name is what we call a common name, like Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, David, these are common names that everybody holds. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Ben Ish Chai understands it as well in Parashat Shofetim, in Halakha Bet and Gima, that if a father has a common name, so one would not be allowed to call somebody else that name in front of the father. A simple example, the father's name is Yosef or Joe. So he would not allowed in front of his father to call somebody else in that room that's also called Joe or Yosef. That's a common name that's asur to call in front of the father. Even though you're not calling the father, you're calling somebody else, that's going to be asur. Again, we will give other examples, but that's the general principle. Then we talk about another name that's called Shem Peli. That's an uncommon name. An uncommon name, the Ben Ish Chai gives an example. In Baghdad, an uncommon name was Naftali. You have other examples that the Ma'am Lo'em brings down. In Parashat Yitro, he says Shem Peli would be Nahum, or Noah, or Machir. In Parashat Kedoshim, the Me'am Lo'ez brings down the name Avtalion, or Yehezkel. He says these names are not so common by the people. So the Halakha says, according to Shulchan Aruch, on an uncommon name, where your father has that name, where the assumption is that since it's uncommon, that possibly you're talking about your father, because it's not such a known name, that Maran says is asur to call that name even not in front of your father. Ever. Which means the father's not even around. And this guy wants to call, hey, Abtalion, or Noah, etc. like that. That would be asur also. Because that is considered already an uncommon name, and the assumption is that that is the father. So again, we're making the hiluk over here. The hiluk is between a common name and an uncommon name. On a common name, it's only asur to call it in front of the father. In an uncommon name, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's asur even to call it not in front of the father. Now again, the poor scheme will discuss what about grandchildren, where we have in our custom, where we have children that are named after the father, and calling the grandchild, let's say Yosef, in front of the father, that's called Yosef. From Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it's problematic, because you're calling the common name in front of him. We will have to see if there is leniencies in such a case, but at least we've established the principle of a common name and an uncommon name. And I repeat again, on a common name, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, Shlomo, Vichule, that's asur only to call that name in front of your father, not to your father, to somebody else. To your father, of course you cannot call him by that name. And in the Shem Peli, which is an uncommon name, like the names we mentioned, that would be asur to call a person even not in front of the father himself.